This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live from Moon Doggies. I'm Kip Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95, Air Adjusters, and Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moon Doggies Pizza. Now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
Hey, Kip, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Coach. We're started off a little bit different tonight. We got karaoke going on here in Moon Doggies, so there's a lot of background noise here tonight, so we apologize to our listeners out there. Let's talk about this week of practice, Coach. We come off a tough loss to Benedictine, but the kids, you said, had a good week of practice.
Oh, yeah, the kids, one thing, you don't want to ever lose a game, but losing the game the way we did, our kids came off that field knowing that we played really hard, that we played real good, that we had a lot to build from that loss, and it really showed going into this week's practice. You know, on Monday, we came out, the kids practiced real hard, they got after it, and then Tuesday was probably the best practice we've had up to this point, and then the effectiveness and the efficiency was really high. And then today we were extremely crisp. Got after it. The energy level was high. So I'm hoping it carries through till tomorrow.
Coach, you think the light switch came on for a few of your players last Friday after they saw we played a quality team last Friday night. Should have won the football game. But everybody told the kids all week, if you listen to people outside the program, they were telling us we're going to get blown out and lose by 30 or 40 points, but we had a chance to win that football game.
We did. We came out a little more timid than I wanted us to come out in that game, and we, you know, let our nerves get the best of us, made some mistakes, and because of that, we went down 14-0 really fast. But after that, our kids settled down and knew that we could play with them, and once we knew that, we ended up really putting it to them the rest of the night, and we just came up short with the turnover. But what I think the kids realized is how good we can be, and I think it's showing in practice. So I'm really hoping, like you said, the light switch is turned on and it stays on.
Because you had some positive news last week. We got a couple of starters back from COVID protocol, not COVID infections. They were just around somebody with the contact tracing and had to sit out 2 weeks, and that made a big difference, especially on your offensive line.
Oh, absolutely. Getting those kids back, one, it really helped with the continuity of the team. And they're good players. They're really good players. And they came out on fire. They played hard. But when I talk about the offensive line, I can't say enough how they controlled and dominated the line of scrimmage. And when you got that continuity and everyone playing together with confidence, it's a special thing. And then, of course, defense. Defensively, we got after it. Of course, we got a starter back, and we created some depth when we had the COVID issues there. And even our bench is even better than it was before on the defense side of the ball. So that was tremendous.
Coach, we were able to just get physical with Benedictine. We ran the football right at them for the most part, most of the night. Total 260 yards rushing. Reese Simmons had 195 yards on 29 carries. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I didn't think we'd just line up and run the ball at those people like that.
No, but Kip, that might be our MO this year. We have a good offensive line. Everyone stays healthy. You know, Reese Simmons doing a phenomenal job running the football, but so are the other two running backs, Pat Leggett and Leon Charlton. They're running the ball real hard and replace Jacoby Hill. And then, you know, our passing game is efficient. If we can keep our passing game being efficient and we run hard and play very physical football, I think that's just how we're made up, and that's what you're going to, you know, expect to see from us, you know, in the 2020 is a lot of physicality.
This is the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your running backs played well. Your receivers caught the ball, blocked well. It was just offensively, I mean, it was a total team effort. We passed for over 100 yards, rushed for over 250 yards in the football game. So, overall, as the entire unit, you had to be very, very pleased.
Oh, I'm definitely pleased with the way we're moving the ball. We need to, you know, finish drives, though. I mean, you look at always places to improve, and we need to improve with points on the scoreboard. We need to, you know, get these drives completed. Now, the last several games we're playing, and how it's been playing, when you have those long drives, you know, we're not a type of team. I think I told you earlier that we're not built like we were in the 2017, where we could hit those one play touchdowns. We were going to beat people a different way, and that was by controlling the ground game.
You do have a couple of burners though at receiver that you could hit. You know, we get, you know, one play drives. You got Tyrese Jones and guys like that can run away from people.
Amarion Whitfield, when he comes over that side, they have the ability to do that, and it's just a situation where we got to get them in positions to make those type of plays. But again, like I said, the way we're built is, we're going to try to beat you with the run game.
Coach, short week this week. We go to Northeast Macon tomorrow night and kick off at 7 o'clock, 200 miles away from home on a school night. What does that do to your what does that do to your scheduling and during a typical game week where you're used to having Thursdays kind of a walkthrough day?
Well, you're a day short, but the way we approached it this week was we did Monday and Tuesday, you know, the typical way that we've been doing our Mondays and Tuesdays, and we just changed up our Wednesday practice schedule a little bit. We went out, we still ran our offensive and defensive stuff. We did all of our special teams, and we wanted to make sure we were crisp and, you know, we weren't as hard on them in the weight room, that kind of stuff, just getting them ready to go.
All right, we're going to take our first break. So more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888, online at moondoggiespizza.com, and let's go Pirates!
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Coach, special teams. Very, very impressed with your punting game. Very, very impressed with your field goal kicker and kickoff guy. I mean, you almost have to pinch yourself on Friday nights when we're booming the ball 8 yards deep in the end zone. I do like this. I shake my head, me and Teddy on the radio, and say, oh, are we watching Brunswick have football? But maybe that's a sign of good things to come.
Yeah, you know, you can't say enough about, you know, those two kids. I'll start off with my our punter, AJ Elvine. He's really come a long way, and he's averaging over 40 yards a kick. He boomed a 51-yarder. So I'm very pleased with the way he's able to flip the field when needed. That's really helped us out. And then, of course, Kyle Richburg being able to kick the ball off into the end zone where the other team has to start on the 20-yard line. That's a big advantage to our defense. And then having the ability to score points with field goals when you get inside, the 25-yard line.
What did Reberg do in the offseason, Coach? Because he has gotten about 20 extra yards on his kickoffs. What was he doing the offseason to improve that much?
Honestly, the past 2 years, he's been taking lessons and working real hard, but he's really worked on his strength and his flexibility. He's got a better leg whip, and when he connects with the football, the way he knows how to connect with the football, it's gonna fly. And he's a mentally focused young man. He always works on his craft. He's a perfectionist, and he continues to work hard. He's never satisfied with where he's at, and that's a good thing.
Coach, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. We play a team in Benedictine, 56 points in week one, 49 points in week two, and we hold them to 21 and pretty much dominated them in the second half.
Yeah, the pick we had on that first drive really set up their first touchdown. They only had a short field to go to get the touchdown, and besides that, they only had one really long drive that ended in a touchdown from that point on. And because their other drive they had was aided by a face mask penalty that did not happen on the play. But when I went back and saw, you know, there was a something that happened that was away from the play that the umpire thought it was necessary to call a personal foul face mask on. But, you know, we all have different opinions of what is a personal foul face mask and not.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you're at the point in your career at Brunswick High where, you know, you came in, you had a lot of talent in year one, and then you had to do a total rebuild the last couple of years, where especially in 18, 19, we turned the corner, and now we're to the point where you expect to win every ball game we play, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I know it doesn't happen that way, but yeah, we do expect to win every game we play. We're going to get after it. And that's our motto: play hard, have fun, and expect to win. And we're going to continue to do that. And we have to believe in ourselves and what we're doing. I believe we're building that type of culture up. And there's a lot of potential there. But now, you know, it's time to turn that potential into performance.
I went home, told my wife last week, I was reading all this stuff on the internet. Maxwell Preps, Benedictine 41, Brunswick High 17. I was reading all that, and you're the only person that I talked to last week that said, "Kip, if we do the things we're supposed to do, we're going to win this football game."
Well, I believe that because I believe in our guys. I believe that we have the ability to win these type of ball games, and it's just a matter of putting it all together. We made mistakes that gave them the advantage they needed, but you know, for the most part, we did our game plan. It's just we did two turnovers that were very, very crucial.
Coach, after a loss like that, how did we come out injury-wise in the football game? We played a physical team. How are we physically going into Northeast Macon tomorrow?
Well, physically, we're in really good shape. Okay. You know, mentally, we were – you know, in that ball game, we were hurt, and that was it. Just, you know, we're sad we lost it. We were sad we gave it away. But, you know, our kids had each other's back. Our kids didn't blame each other. You know, there wasn't a lot of finger-pointing and stuff going on. It was kids that made mistakes took ownership in the mistakes that they made. And when they took ownership in the mistakes that they made, the other kids on the team loved them up and said, "Hey, it's all right, we got you. You know, this is a team effort." And that's what you're looking for out of this team. And that's when you know you have a special group of young men. You have a special group of brothers. And that all about the family motto, where our kids are starting to live it. And when you start to live it like that and start protecting yourself as a family, then you have each other's back. Then you know you have something special.
Coach, I saw the turn last year after the Glenn Academy game where we got our hearts broken. But I saw something in this football team that's kind of carried over into this year, and it carried us the last half of the season last year and into this season. It's a unified football team.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, absolutely. These kids love each other. They get after it. They work hard together. They kid each other a lot and play around.
Well, you got to do that.
And sometimes when – it's like brothers, you know. They'll fight each other here and there, but no one else better mess with them. Because they're going to have each other's back. And that's what this team is. And that's what makes them so special, Kip. They got that type of sense and integrity about themselves that they're going to make sure that you know that we're here and we're for real.
Okay, we're going to take our second break. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Golden House Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moondoggies. Coach, what are we, 1-2 on the season? I couldn't remember our record. Yeah. So we're 1-2 on the season. We go to Central Macon tomorrow night, and we play Central Macon on the road. And talk a little bit about Central Macon. I'm talking about Northeast Macon.
Yeah,
and
Northeast.
You got to hit me and make sure I'm on track. I dated a girl in college from Central Macon. That's why you got me messed up there. But Northeast Macon, talk a little bit about them.
Well, Northeast Macon team, they are very athletic. That's the first thing that pops up on film is their size on the offensive defensive line. They're big. They can be pretty physical at times, and then on the outside, in the perimeter, they're fast, they're athletic. So they have the makings of a really good football team. When you look at this team, you know, getting off the bus, you say, man, they passed the look test. And then it just comes down to the fundamentals of the game. I think we're in a little better shape than they are. Again, the COVID has also affected them just like it's affected us. But I do think our kids have gotten a little bit more practice time, and definitely we have a few more games under our belt, and that should play into our advantage. Their quarterback is really good. They got a good quarterback. He's seasoned. They were a sophomore-heavy team last year. They're junior-heavy this year with a lot of good talent. They can hurt you in their athletic ability if you allow it. But if we play good, disciplined football, that should be in our advantage. I think we have the advantage on them in special teams. We're very high on our special teams right now. Their special teams is, you know, needs work. They don't have a kicking game at all, so that puts an advantage to us. And then just the fact of us being able to practice a little bit more together, I think we have a little bit more continuity than they have right now, and that's going to play a big factor in this game tomorrow night.
The Gridiron Professor Teddy Bishop tells me that Northeast Macon scored 22 points in the fourth quarter to win their football game last Friday night.
They did. That game was crazy. The other team in the second quarter recovered three onside kicks in a row against them and were able to control, and they were winning the game because of that. The other team had a very good athletic quarterback that made a lot of plays with his legs and arms. But in the fourth quarter, Northeast Macon decided to get down in a run formation and pounded it at them, and then their defense came up with some big interceptions, and they also benefited from a very poor call. Their defensive back made a great interception and was running down to score, and the team they're playing, Charles, they came from behind and poked the ball out around the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
And the ball went all the way through the end zone, and they gave Northeast a touchdown. So that aided.
Wow.
That aided. Yeah, that aided. And it
would have been familiar.
I would have been livid. I would have been livid if I was the coach for Terrell. But anyhow, that aided in that 26 points. But they did. You got to give Northeast credit because they took over the game in the fourth quarter and dominated.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you've got your program on the right track. We're doing good things. The kids are buying in. Give me a pep talk for our supporters. What are our supporters? What does our alumni, what do they have to do to get at the same level that our football team's at right now, because we need some support.
Well, what's happening right now, which I'm very proud of a lot of people in our community, the local Dunkin', they're really helping us out now with some of our nutritional needs with calories. They're giving us some food for breakfast in the mornings, and then we have people like Sean Walker and Robert Jones have been donating.
He's here tonight, Robert Jones.
He comes all the time. He's one of our most faithful supporters. But they started, we're starting to feed the kids afternoon. We're increasing the awareness of the nutrition issues that we need to have for our kids and be able to feed these kids more. And then also what we're doing with our leadership program is second to none. What we're doing and preaching about our unity with these kids, I don't think it can be measured by any other program. Matter of fact, other programs, even colleges, are starting to come to us and see what we're doing about the issues that are going on in the community and the relationship building that we started to do with these young men. And we talk about having a championship mindset and working on that, and that I think is going to roll over to the fields on Friday night. It's going to pay off, and it's going to pay off not in just wins in Fridays, but it's going to pay off in wins in life.
Yeah. Coach, I got a question from a friend. Have we seen the last of the great jerseys for 2020? That was somebody put that in the suggestion box and said questions for Coach, so I'm asking for a friend.
We've only planned to wear the great jerseys in two home games this year.
I like to give you a hard time.
I know you do. I know you, because you can't see the numbers. But we are done with the gray jerseys for 2020 anyway.
Coach, any last comments before we get ready to go play a Thursday night football game? What are you going to do on Friday night after we play on Thursday? You'll be scouting. Tell us a little bit about Friday
I actually
night.
Was talking to my wife about.
See her maybe, looking at you, maybe, giving you the look, Coach.
I've honestly talked to her about maybe heading over to Jessup and watching South Effingham. We play South Effingham the week after we play Glenn, and Glenn's off this Friday night, so we can't go watch them. So the next game to see will be South Effingham. So we'll just see how the night goes and how we recover from a long trip on Thursday. I know. We're going to go ahead on Friday and do our breakdown and get the game, Thursday night's game, behind us so we can start concentrating our efforts on Glenn Academy.
So, Coach, will you be watching any SEC football on Saturday?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I can cut you off right there. We are definitely going to be watching some SEC football. We are excited about some SEC football.
How'd your fantasy football team do over the weekend?
Oh, I scored the least amount of points of everybody in our league, and I played against the person who scored the most amount of points than anyone in the league. So we got crushed. I had a defense that gave me negative points. Mm. A wide receiver of mine got hurt in the first quarter, didn't score any points. So it was a rough fantasy football
week. In one of my leagues, you played two quarterbacks, and Kirk Cousins did not get a single point.
Oh.
In the PPR league for me.
Guess who I played this week?
Who?
My wife.
Okay.
This is a major
it's
one.
It's kind of a grudge match.
It is. It's kind of like Brunswick versus Glenn Academy, right?
Okay.
This is for the home championship.
For the home championship. The
bragging rights.
All right. And we're not going to bring up the Atlanta Falcons around Miss Dana, so we're not going to bring that up. So we're going to get out of here. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us every week during football season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 p.m. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!
Woo!